This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a day at the fair. Just spectacular weather. I've been coming out here since 1998, sitting on this stage. And there aren't many days better than this. Just bright blue skies. And a bit of a breeze, comfortable temps, and the crowds are huge here at the State Fair. And we'll be here until 5:30. We invite you to stop by on Carnes, just down the hill from Ye Olde Mill, and next to Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. Jonathan Lowe is on site here at the fairgrounds. Always great to work with Jonathan. We've worked together a lot longer than we'd like to admit, but it has been a long time, and it's always good to see Jonathan. And Kerry Klatt is our producer in studio today. And we do have a great show lined up for you. We're going to get started with Tech Talk with Doug. We have some guests joining us here at the fair. And we'll count you down to the Twins and the White Sox. Twins one game back. Heartbreaker on Friday night. We'll have more on that. The White Sox prevail. A little drama late in that game. But the Twins one game out. So we have a lot of guests. Once again, joining us here at the fair or on the phone lines, Doug Swinhart joining us from the Tech Talk studios today. I'm on the fairgrounds. Doug, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's always good to be here, Stephen. The weather, you are right. It is right on today.
Just gorgeous day. If you were going to complain, maybe a little too windy, but it's ideal here on the fairgrounds. Just great weather on this Saturday to do whatever you want to do, whether it's come to the fair, get some yard work done, work on your computer, out on the deck or out on the porch. Speaking of your computer, hardware, software, whatever, this is the show. If you're having problems with that, feel free to call the program or text the program. Here's the number again, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. If you text, you'll come right out to the fair. If you call, you'll go through the studio and visit with Kerry first. 651-461-9226. All right, Doug, I want to open the show with a biggie. My dad has finally decided to move away. He's retired now from his old work-based email. He owned a company, sold the company, but still has all his emails tied to that. Now we're unwinding that. And I set him up with a Gmail account. He's got a brand new Chromebook. And how daunting is it to take those old emails from his old email account and get those in their entirety to flow over to the new Gmail account? Is that a huge challenge, or are we going to be able to do it on our own?
I think you can do it on your own. The method I use, there's several ways to go, but the easiest that I've found, especially if he's got it set up with IMAP originally, I would just download and install on the original computer Thunderbird, first put his old email in there, and then add the Gmail account, and then just copy one folder to another. And as you look at your Gmail, it'll just automatically go up to the cloud. Once that's done, remove both accounts. Now, if he had a POP3 account and all the messages are on that particular machine in a local format, just do an export, and you're good that way, too. That just send it to if you got a big enough drive, that'll work. And if you don't, put it up in his Google Drive. That way you don't even need to have any hardware. Yeah, that's more than doable. If you have trouble with that, Steve, you give me a call next week. I'll walk you right through it.
Yeah, because I noticed when I set up the new Gmail, and it's been a while since I set up a Gmail because I've had the same account now for years. But when I set up the new account, there was a feature at setup that said import emails and contacts from another account. Now, is that something that Gmail would do right up front? I didn't do anything yet, and I was wondering if that was a feature I could use where Gmail would go out, grab that stuff, and pull it in.
I know that it is. It would bring in like his addresses and that kind of thing, but that's actually the original design anyway, was designed for an ongoing configuration. And if he's going to be canceling out that other one, he wants to get his messages complete. And some of those messages, especially depending on how he was set up before, if he had POP3, then that probably would not be effective. They're not going to be taking messages off that computer.
Okay.
But that's another method.
All right, Doug, one of the other things I wanted to bring up, and we have talked about this from time to time, and it is important, I think, for people to keep their work, depending on who they work for, and their private email separate. And that's why it's imperative when you start mixing, that gets really ugly if you retire, if you lose your job, the company changes policy. I think having a clear separation is a really good deal. Private email, work email, and then if that day comes where you change jobs or retire or you get the pink slip, you don't have to worry about that part of it, because I know there is a tendency, well, it's easier to just use my work email, but it really is a bad idea, and you should have, I think, clear separation between work and private.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And the thing is, too, is, you know, the path of least resistance is not always the way to go, especially with computers. And this is a prime example of that. Yeah, just getting set up, and it really makes sense. It's like any other lifelong habit. Once you get doing it, it just automatically becomes the easiest method to do. It really is. This is that's great advice. I've been trying to get people to do this for years and years and years, and those that do are grateful that they pick up the challenge and spend a couple of weeks retraining their subconscious mind. And once they're on, they're rolling.
Here's a number again on Tech Talk, and you are certainly welcome to call or text 651-461-9226. This is good for all our programs, 7 days a week here on News Talk 830 WCCO, so get familiar with that. Have you heard about T-Mobile partnering with Starlink to provide cellular service to rural areas? I know this is relatively new, but I have checked this out, and the story is legit. And, Doug, you've alluded to this, that Elon Musk had this idea that, you know, cellular service, cellular coverage in rural areas, and now it looks like T-Mobile and Starlink are gonna team up to make this available, and Android's jumping on board to make sure that Android phones are capable of using this service and this partnership between Starlink, and that's Elon Musk, and low-level satellites that provide internet, and then ultimately T-Mobile, and we know what T-Mobile does.
Well, you know, T-Mobile is a company to keep your eye on today. I have briefly done a little research on this, and I think it's going to be a good thing. Whatever took place when Sprint merged with T-Mobile, it changed. And, in fact, I was on the phone with them a couple of days ago. I'm thinking about moving my cell phone over to them, and I talked to them about an internet that's completely cellular at my house. And they quoted me consistent, lowest rate, 100 megabits per second down, and 17 up. 17's away. Well, they go shoot for 20, but lowest you'll see is 17. That's good numbers with a wireless. And if Elon Musk is going to get involved with this, I bet money they're going to start tying that together with the satellite as well. This is exciting technology, to say the least. Very, very exciting. And their prices. Oh, man. $50 a month for that for internet to your house? That's incredible. Absolutely incredible for that kind of speed.
Yeah,
that is worth keeping an eye on.
That is a 5G service that pulls in a 5G cellular signal and then converts it into a Wi-Fi network or a private Wi-Fi network for your home. So T-Mobile and SpaceLink have announced that partnership, and this is going to be very interesting to see how this develops, not only in rural areas where service is spottier, cellular service, but beyond that, I think this partnership's going to grow.
Bottom line is, I think
taking advantage of that technology. Now, there are other players in satellite-based internet service. We're just at the beginning of a new age as well, where you're not going to be married at all to a copper wire to get lightning-fast internet service.
Oh, my, no. And Verizon's already got a good stronghold in this industry, in this part of the industry. And the thing is if you're doing some research, Wi-Fi 6E. Now, Wi-Fi 6 was a game changer, no doubt about it. That's your internal local area network, but 6E. And I'm not talking a little bit of a speed difference. I'm talking 200 to 300%. All of a sudden, just blowing the doors off wired. This is going to be another technology to keep an eye on and wait for the equipment to become affordable. Won't be long. It's really moving fast. And as far as the evolving technology and the devices we're going to be using, it's an exciting time.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have much more. We're going to go to the text line. And by the way, you can call the program, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug in the Tech Talk studios. Steve Thompson here.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
At the fair, and we'll continue in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk from the fair here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson on the grounds. Doug in our Tech Talk studios. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And best number to reach us is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And we have a number of texts lined up. And without further ado, we want to jump in there and get going. We already alluded to the text on T-Mobile and Starlink. Very exciting news there, particularly for internet, cellular service in rural areas. Another one. Doug, I get Facebook notifications showing up in my Yahoo emails. Any way to change that?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's kind of difficult to work with Facebook. There should be something in their underneath their settings, probably in the privacy section. But if that's the email account you use to open up and to connect with your Facebook, it's going to be tough to shut off the advertising. And I think that's probably what they want to do. That's the whole purpose of Facebook. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is really tough because there isn't customer support. You can poke around in the settings. I would assume a little bit, but once again, I'm just not a Facebook guy, so I'm not the one to ask. I tried it for a while, got a little creeped out, and moved on with my life. I wanted no part of that, so I'm not a good guy to talk to about Facebook there. Also, from our text line, and we've got a lot of those coming in at 651-461-9226. And you can call the studio and visit with Carrie as well. She'll put you through on the program today. We alluded to this a little bit, wondering about the best computer for my parents in their late 70s. Basically, check email, Facebook, and search the internet. And Doug, we've talked about this for years. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's really tough to beat a Chromebook. There's some questions about end of life with the operating systems now, but there's several other operating systems that are Chrome operating systems that you can actually purchase and keep them up to date. I think this is really the way to go. If people are doing simple email and they're doing financial transactions with a Chromebook, there's no need for any virus or malware. It's always up to date, and I think that's going to continue. This is really, really a no-brainer, as you said, for people who just want to turn on the machine and go.
Yeah, and you get a free Gmail account. You get X amount of storage. I can't remember how much storage you get with it. But I walked into Target on Friday afternoon, picked one up on sale, an HP Chromebook, and it's a similar model to the one I've been using and my wife's used for a number of years. $250, little sales tax on top of it. I had that thing up and running with his new email account in 10 minutes. And it really does just about everything you need to do. You need to get on, do a little banking, check a credit card account, maybe read something online, go to WCCRadio.com, keep up to date on the latest news. My point being is you can do it all there. And, Doug, you've said it best. When you open that thing up and fire it up, it's updated. It's fresh.
No doubt.
There's not a lot of virus concerns.
Oh, no, there's none, really, actually. So it's and I also have to admit, Steve, you mentioned HP. I really am biased towards HP products. Tough to beat. Their prices are right, and if you jump in their business line, they're now offering a 3-year warranty, and their warranty service, turnaround, 48 hours. And then shipping on top, but people are getting their stuff back in a couple of days. It's just, you're tough to beat. Tough to beat.
And here's what I like about it, and I think what I've told people, my mother and father-in-law, and talking to my mom and dad about it, I'm sold on it. This is what I use. I got a Chromebook here at the fair. And what I like about it is, if I spill my bottle of water or someone comes up and spills a soda on it and the device is fried, I can walk into Target or Best Buy or Micro Center or buy one online or go to Costco, wherever you like to buy stuff, and get a new one and be up and running and not miss a beat. That's what I like about it. You're not married to the hardware. Even though I've had very good luck with this hardware, I still have my original Chromebook, and Doug, that's got to be 6 years old.
Perfect. And you know, the thing is, as I was saying back in the early 80s, there will come a day where you'll own a device and there will be no saving data or storage on your end, the user end. It will all be up in the internet, up in the cloud. And back then, you know, people kind of laughed and snickered, said, that'll never happen. It's happening. And I believe that there's a melding coming together of operating systems where that's going to be possible no matter what machine you have. And Google really is leading that charge with the Chromebooks and the Chromeboxes. Yeah. I think it's a phenomenal solution.
Yeah, it really is extraordinary. I invite you to check it out. Doug and I are certainly sold on that technology, especially if you just need to get on the internet and you need to get your email. If you're doing other stuff or you're editing audio or video or photos, or you're a photographer, then you need a higher-end computer or a Mac. I get that. That's a different thing. But for internet access only and email, hard to beat the simplicity of a Chromebook. Here's a good one. We haven't talked about this. I've never heard of it, to be honest. Speaking of HP, Doug from our text line, what do you think of HP's Wolf Security?
I really like it, and there's a lot of people, it seems to be love-hate. You either really love it or you hate it. And I believe that the reason that people hate it, this is my opinion, is I don't know whether to blame Microsoft or to blame HP, but Windows Defender and Wolf Security in its fullness just doesn't play nice. If you take off Windows Defender or disable it, it just runs like a wind, and it does a tremendous job. And the big thing about Wolf Security is that it protects your computer down to the bare metal. Nobody else is making that statement, and that's huge, because now you're including the firmware or the read-only memory that's programmed by the factory, unless it's been updated through your manufacturer or Microsoft. And I don't think Microsoft has any business playing around with firmware, but that's a personal opinion. I think Wolf Security is going to become a standard very, very soon for the rest of the AV malware community to follow. I really like it.
All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have an update on the weather. We're going to talk about iCloud storage when we come back. That's a big deal if you're a Mac user, whether it's an iPhone, iPad, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, whatever. We'll get into all of that. We have a chat about an old external hard drive that doesn't seem to be working, and much, much more coming up on Tech Talk. I'm at the fair. Doug's in the Tech Talk studios here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Tech Talk from the fair. Doug Swindehart joining us, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. By the way, our phone number here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226. Send a text. Give us a call. Speaking of that, let's go to Lawrence in St. Paul. Lawrence, you're on the air with Doug.
Thanks, guys. Always enjoy talking to you. So one quick comment, and then I'll ask my question and then hang up. So when you were talking about HP, they have a new business model for their toner and printer cartridges, and I'm pretty sure it's a loss leader for them right now, but they're convinced they can recover with their renewal program. I think they said 90% of every printer cartridge when they finally get up to scale. So just something I heard in a business journal.
Here's
my question. Yeah, it is. So the girlfriend has a large, old Macintosh that I think Alexander Graham Bell might have used in his day. So she wants to keep the big screen. She's, I believe, going to wait for the M2 chip to come out in the large screen. But I'm suggesting that she buy a Mac Mini and get a curved monitor to support it. She doesn't do a lot of stuff other than Microsoft Office, email and that type of stuff. So any input you want to provide, I'd appreciate hearing.
You know, the M1 chip is an anomaly in my mind. There are some things it just does so well that it's just incredible. And then there's some other issues that I think still need to be ironed out. But if she's more of a conservative user, it might be overkill. And I have to mention as well, I'm not really a big fan of the curved screens. To each his own, I'm sure, but I just think they're just a little bit off and a little bit more money than I care to spend. She could also consider taking that monitor and putting it on any computer and downloading Linux Mint, Peppermint. There's a number of distributions. And in fact, she could actually get an old machine and use one of the companies that are supplying Chrome operating system for a Chromebook or a Chromebox. Her solutions are very, very wide and varied. And I wish I had better specific, but give me a call next week and I'll see if I can help her out. And thank you so much.
Yeah, and the minis are really cool as well. If you've already got a monitor at home, they lock right in. And, you know, we talked a lot about Chromebooks and cheaper equipment, but, you know, there's a lot of things about a Mac. I still have a Mac. I know, Doug, we've been doing this show for years, and that old MacBook I bought a long, long time ago, it's got to be 15 years old. It still boots up right now. Battery's shot, but I give it a little AC and it still boots up. You know, I can't update it yet, but it still wants to run. It's incredible.
You know, the innovations that Steve Jobs pumped into the Mac product back in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12, a lot of those are just being put into place by other manufacturers. It's way, way advanced the industry.
Yeah, it's great equipment. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get back to our text line. We have a lot of those. And here's a good one. My PC gives me notifications that iCloud storage is almost full. When in Windows Explorer, I go and the iCloud folder is empty. What could be going on here?
I'm hearing this a lot. I have not got the answer. I have actually indicated that, you know, what people need to do, and by the way, Steve, my wife is dealing with this, continuously wanting to upgrade her iCloud account, and there's hardly anything in it. It's, I think, more about marketing than anything. But the best thing to do, I find, is just give Apple a call and say, help me get this, let's bring it to a stop. And I think they just do a couple of things. I haven't heard back from any customers, so they must have got it solved. And I'm quite certain that they can get that thing taken care of for you right online while you're waiting, and they will do that.
Yeah, and their support is generally outstanding. That is one of the things. It gets back to you get what you pay for, but when you buy an Apple product, there is support for sure.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, Apple's been accused a lot of times of proprietary equipment and this and this and this, and some of that is true. But let's face it, it is a business. They're there to make a dollar and serve the customer. It's very important that they end up with a bottom line that's acceptable. But it's tough to beat the hardware. Even if you took that old machine that this gentleman called in on and fired it up and stripped the hard drive and put Linux on it, it'll run for another 15, 20 years. I bet money on that. That's good stuff.
All right, to our text line, by the way, the number is still time, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 for a call or a text here on the program. I had an old external hard drive that my new computer could not recognize and read. I have some old photos on that hard drive that are irreplaceable. What do I do? Why won't it read it?
Yeah, you know, there's a multitude of things that you can do with an external. First thing I would try is I would try to take it apart and see if you can get the hard drive out of it. If you can, you might be able to hook it up to an inexpensive USB to SATA connector. They're not that expensive. And plug it in and use it exactly the same way. It just won't have a case. If that doesn't work, you can try to locate on eBay or Amazon.com the identical drive according to the make and model. And when you get an identical one, if you can buy it cheap, buy that baby. When it gets here, take off the controller board. Screw it on the old drive and fire it up, see what happens. You might be putting out money that you can't recover. Worst case scenario, if it doesn't power up, we've got a business in town called OnTrack that is a world leader in data recovery. And that's your last alternative. And depending on how you approach them, their pricing structure has changed drastically. And I think it's a little bit more friendly for end users and homeowners. Check them out. And it's O-N-T-R-A-C-K. They're in Eden Prairie, right off Flying Cloud Drive. A tremendous business. I cannot say enough good things about OnTrack. They have set standards worldwide. They are really, really top class.
Yeah, and Doug, I want to follow up on this. Great, people have an external hard drive with photos on it. But it gets back to what we have talked about over and over, and it's another reminder. And if we can help one person today, it'll be worth our time. And that is, have multiple backups. External hard drives are great, but they can break. Having it stored in the cloud, safe. If it's really important, an irreplaceable photo, email that photo to another email account you have. Have multiple backups. One generally is not enough.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, in fact, I just sent Microsoft a suggestion. I don't know if they'll follow it. But the Linux community has, for several years now, had a product called TimeShift. I just backed up an entire hard drive, the Linux section, of course, and 17 seconds. And if something goes wrong between now and tomorrow, I can bring back that image in less than a minute. I would like to see Microsoft, and I would also like to see Apple do that, something similar. It would be good for them, good for all users, and certainly good for protection of data. And that's I think that's going to come. It's going to happen. Anytime somebody makes an innovation, the rest of the crowd has to go, oh, maybe we should do that too. And it won't be long. This is going to be a moot point very soon, and I can't wait for that to happen.
I have two private email accounts, an old Yahoo account that I've had for longer than I can remember, and they charge me a few bucks every year. And I have that Gmail account, and I've used this strategy for things I absolutely, positively have to have. I just simply send an email to the other account, attach the document or the photo that I really don't want to lose. And then, of course, if I take a photo on my iPhone, it's automatically backed up to my iCloud account. So there are different strategies. But once again, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm sure, Doug, all the time you talk to people, yeah, I was going to do it, and I never did, and their computer died, and they have one copy of things, and it's on that computer that died.
Well, if you and I had a dollar for every time I heard that over the past 50 years, we could take the rest of the year off and go to Hawaii. It's incredible. It's one of those things that's the first thing to where your procrastination bone kicks in, and it's, oh, boy, and it's like insurance. Much better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. By the way, your Google account with a Chromebook is 100 gigabytes online. And I think after that, it's something like $8 a year for a terabit. It's incredibly cheap.
Yeah, it's just dirt cheap. Play around with it. Learn how to back things up. And you can pay as well. There are a lot of companies that do it. We've mentioned it. But once again, and we talk about it all the time on the program, if you're out driving around, is your data backed up? Are your photos backed up? Do yourself a favor and back those up. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more on Tech Talk, a little Windows 11 chatter. We haven't got into Windows 11 today, so we better do that. We have all the news at 3 and a whole lot more from the fair coming up here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, final segment. The hour goes so quickly, Doug. It almost feels like we're in a time warp. During the program each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. The hour just absolutely positively flies by. So certainly good to visit with you, Doug. He's joining us from the Tech Talk studio today. I'm out on the fairgrounds. And, Doug, while we have a moment, want to just jump right back to the text line. I have an HP laptop with Windows 8.1 and read that it will no longer be supported after the first of the year. Should I upgrade? What are my options?
I absolutely would. And go with Windows 10 for sure. And be conservative. Make sure you get copies and or at least two backups so you can preserve it in case you need to reinstall. Absolutely. Yeah, it's the only way to go. It really is. And or you might consider, geez, maybe I should buy a solid-state drive and test out installing Linux for yourself. Very, very possible. And you just mirror that drive and plug in Linux, and it will create a dual boot for you. It'll be a wonderful experience. Won't take you long to master. And I would suggest Linux Mint, which, by the way, just came out with version 21. It's gorgeous, Steve. It's absolutely gorgeous. Breathtakingly good-looking. And run, man, it's fast. There's some options there. But the main thing is, don't throw away that computer.
And Linux is a tremendous option to keep older equipment going. We brought that up on the program. No reason to discard or get rid of it. There are plenty of operating systems that will keep that going. And speaking of Linux, can that be installed on a jump drive or a USB drive and go that route and play around with it?
It can. And in fact, nearly every distribution of Linux available has what's called a live segment, a distribution. When you create a bootable USB or a bootable DVD drive to install and you boot it, you've got a full operating system. The only drawback that people have to understand is your DVD drive or your USB drive is much, much slower than if it's connected to a normal hard drive and booting. But it will certainly let you take a test drive. You can test drive as long as you want. But it's almost for your time. I would say buy a solid-state drive and do it on a solid-state drive, then make your comparison. Take your old drive completely out and test it. $30 gets you a 256-gig hard drive, and it'll quadruple the speed of your machine minimum. I couldn't recommend that more. Hang on to that hardware. We don't want it all end up at PC recovery. I think that's what they're called now, right? Tech dump? I believe it is.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's important to keep that equipment going. And in fact, I just got done updating a 15-year-old IBM ThinkPad that was just stamped Lenovo. That was the first year they went over there. It's a quad core, 2 gigs of RAM. And I just put on Linux. You got to see this thing run. Run. This lady had Linux Lite for 7 years prior to the update. And it's just incredible how well this thing runs. I am so impressed.
Yeah, and we for years talked about Tech Dump, Golden Valley, St. Paul. They have rebranded. Repowered is the new name.
There you go. Thank you.
And their website, GetRepowered.org, and it's formerly Tech Dump and Tech Discounts, local industry leader in electronics recycling and refurbishing. They do great work in our community, great organization, and we want to give them a quick plug before we run out of time. Doug, one other thing that I wanted to get to from the text line, I hadn't heard of this, did a look up during the break, and I find this really interesting, and maybe we can talk more about it. But that is Alexa Guard, and it sounds like Alexa Guard is an Amazon product, and it can notify you about the sound of smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, or glass breaking. So it sounds like a security system based on an Alexa. So if you have one of those appliances in the house, it sounds like it can help you out with security. So it's amazing these products that are coming online.
Oh, home security has gotten to be huge and affordable. I mean, really affordable. The equipment that's coming out, and the only thing I would suggest to people when they're doing their research, I've done a little bit, I'm probably going to step forward here coming up soon, is I like the ones that don't require a monthly fee, that you can save your data in other ways other than just through their exclusive website. But this Alexa Guard, I'm going to look into this.
Yeah, check
Absolutely.
It out. I we got a text, and I'm like, hey, we're going to bring it up next week and talk more about that. All right, Doug, we got to run your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at WCCOTech.com. A-D-M-I-N at WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And have a good weekend, Steve, and thank you so much.
All right, very good, Doug, and we'll do it again in a week. Tech Talk Saturday is between 2 and 3. Sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk E3O WCCO. Producer downtown, Kerry Klatt, on the fairgrounds, Jonathan Lowe. The news in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.